So the learning today should be a schus ilan nishmas, a dearest chaver, Chaim Elozev ben Shimshinaryeh, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion, and it should be a schus for Fur Shleima, Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Makkah, Chaim Tov ben Menorachah, Chanaliah ben Shein Derachah, and Abadati ben Peril, and it should be a schus for all those in a Makkah Zakan in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So continuing on page 530, he's talking now about the proper hashkafa to have when it comes to speaking. And today he's going to talk. Actually, it actually relates to what we were talking about a little bit. Not necessarily the first part, but the end of it. I like very much. So he says like this. He says on page 530. So this part, I'm not making a tzushtal from what we just did to this part, but here he talks about stam having narishkeit conversations. So just shooting what they call shooting the breeze. He says that's pesha. But there's an abundance of talk, sin does not stop. Basically, evil comes. So if you're gonna just hop a shmooze with people, which happens a lot at Simchas, you go to a wedding and there's nothing to do but talk. And so you end up talking and you talk about nothing and more nothing and more nothing. And eventually, generally, you end up in a topic that's probably something you shouldn't be discussing. The Chazal, whose words and teachings, anyone who calls himself a Jew has total faith. Ma'amin behem with the Reim trusts, believes in them and their words. That if you speak Dvarim B'Teilim, just the Dvarim B'Teilim is a lavin and asay. Dave, to answer your question, you shouldn't go. No, you should go, but you should bring a sefer or a shiur in your ear. Or sit at a different table. Okay. You should speak of them. What does it mean? Speak of them. All the tiring words a person should not speak. That you tired Hashem out with your words. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I created all the entire universe, massive, and I didn't get tired one bit. You know what made me tired? Someone who speaks empty words, meaningless conversation in front of me. Woe to the lowly man born of a woman who caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to become tired. And we were taught in the Mishnah and Avos that if you sit in a shul of Amaratzim, it can actually remove a person from this world. Well, the Mishnah's Chassidim, and according to the teaching of Chazal, Hadvarim B'Teilim Nichlal Bem Isser HaLeitzonus, that included in the lav of Dvarim B'Teilim is Leitzonus. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, Shnayim She'yoshim V'Neim Divrei Torah, Harei Zeh Moshav Leitzim. That if you have two people sitting together and they're not discussing Torah, it's a Moshav Leitzim. Because inevitably, what's going to end up happening is if they're not discussing Torah, then they're going to end up having meaningless conversation. And meaningless conversation almost automatically is going to lead one step to the other till eventually it gets to Leitzanus. Every day a Baskol leaves our Sinai, and it calls out and it says, woe to the people because of the disgrace to Torah. That when people neglect Torah and they discuss meaningless things, it's a bazillion for the Torah. And that's what Har Sinai is giving us Musar. Anyone who doesn't occupy himself with Torah is not kaveh ha'itim. Nikra nazuf, he's called a nazuf, means rebuked. Someone who was rebuked. Rebuked by who? By Har Sinai. Amru Chazal, sh'avayim bitul Torah, who shakol k'neged avodazara gil ha'raish v'chasdomim, that the sin of abandoning Torah is equivalent to the three cardinal averus. So it's not enough to just say that you're wasting your time, but it's actually you're actively committing an avera, and a person has to think about that when you're discussing meaningless things. It's a problem. Now, a lot of times we have conversation because we don't want, it's awkward to be silent. He's gonna actually talk about that in a minute. And that's the part that I loved. It's like, you get on a Zoom call and, you're on with five other people and you're staring at each other and you're like, well, it's pretty awkward. Someone should say something. He's going to talk about that. But there's another aspect that people talk, Narishkeit, and that is that you're trying to, you're sitting next to a guy at a simcha He's a guy from shul. Maybe he's from the other side of the shul and you don't sit with him and you barely talk to him. So if discussing your plans for the summer, let's say, is going to lead to, friendly feelings that you actually care about the person, so then that's not what we're calling Dvarim Batalim. Dvarim Batalim is mamish narishkeit. There's no purpose. You're not developing any sort of relationship and you're literally just blowing time. So, discussing, a lot of sports probably falls into this category. You sit there and you have an argument, whether back in the day, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but back in the day, the fight was between Mike and the Mad Dog, Will Clark versus Don Mattingly. Like at the end of the day, who cares, right? Who's a greater, better first baseman? Okay, who really cares, Michael Jordan or Will Chamberlain? Who really cares at the end of the day? It doesn't. You're not gonna. No one's gonna win that argument. You're not changing anything, and it's Irishkeit. But again, if it's a way that you're connecting with your child because he's into sports, and now by you just showing an interest in his sport, you're opening up and you're developing a relationship. So Naina Khanami, Ephraim's calling right now, but I doubt it's to learn, so I'm gonna reject his call. So then you're developing a relationship, so that's positive. But we're talking about it serves no purpose and it has no positive outcome. Now here he says, he says, just for this sin alone, I would cry, oy vey, oy vey. He says that the enemy, the Yetzirah, has caused a person to speak and hear new things. That to this extent, what advantage is there for someone who speaks evil? What can he give and what can he add to you? And come and see how the extent that the Yetzirah has won. This is what we're talking about. Two people sit down, two brothers sit down together. You sit at a simcha. You have absolutely nothing productive to speak about. This one talks about that was a hot day. It was good rain, bad rain, it was snowy, it was right to mamish, discussing nothing. Things that are known. Who cares what the weather was like today? It's not going to change anything. It already happened. He says two things are happening there. Yetzirah is becoming very active. And what he's doing is the Yetzirah is the one that's making you feel awkward. That is, you say it's a bazillion to sit quietly. It's Arich L'Haskel B'Dvarim, and you say, I, someone has to say something. And so we have to discuss until you move from one topic to the next, almost always ending in a Dvar Yisr. And even someone who's quiet, who naturally is not inclined to talk excessively, okay, that's not me, but that's other people. Will go out of his way to make a conversation. So people shouldn't tell him, Lama Atashoy. He's like, why are you so quiet? What's wrong over there? You're quiet in the corner. So the peer pressure gets to even the quiet people that they get swept up in a conversation of meaningless. It's too much foolishness because you could excuse yourself. You say, I have nothing productive to say, and there's nothing new to relate. Therefore, someone who fears Hashem, let him not be someone who sits in the street corners, and avoid meeting leitzim, who gather together for a worthless discussion, or he should instead go to chachamim and become smarter, or stay home. So, David, I guess that's your answer. Stay home. Go for the chuppah, say wish mazel tov, go for the dancing, wish mazel tov, but don't sit there for the in-between stuff. In the Eze, I know there are many, many chachamim that do this. Rabbi Reisman does this sometimes. The Rav does this. Rabbi Reisman goes out to his car between the chuppah and the dancing, and he learns. And if at times you find yourself, you have to sit there for peaceful reasons, right? That it's going to look like you're turning your back on other people. Yeah, ke'ile, make yourself like a mute. Don't participate. Even though this too is bad, Shari Amru, because I'll say, even just listening is going to cause harm to a person. But you can't escape. Choose the lesser evil. And your heart should shake within you should tremble, v'yachash miflat leilatzis mitoicham, and you should like daven to Hashem to create an outlet for you, kashiyuchal b'sholm l'misha idea maslois, that you could get away with some sort of excuse. So essentially, you know, you have your friend calling you on the phone, you know, like Lahavdil, when someone went on a date and they in the movies and they needed an excuse. So this was an old trick that 10 minutes into any date, you get a phone call from your best friend. Now, if the date's going well, so you don't answer. But if the date's not going well, then the call is that there's an emergency and I need you to come home right away. And you had a quick out, you know, when you want to set up, let's say, on a blind date. So it's the same idea. I should get a phone call that I should have some outlet, some excuse, some way to get out of the conversation. All right, let's hold it here.